It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we welcome to the program from Pittsboro, it's Mayor Kyle Shipp. Kyle, how's it going today?
It's going great. It's a beautiful day in Pittsboro. Sounds like it'll be a beautiful week, too.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad once we get through those thunderstorms on Thursday, which is always an adventure this time of year. Speaking of lots of things going on, there's a lot going on in Pittsboro right now as there's a meeting of the Board of Commissioners last night. I'm going to jump into the thing that seems to have people buzzing. There was talk of rezoning for a boat RV storage, and it seems like lots of people had opinions. So what was the outcome there at the meeting last night?
Well, the short version of the outcome is we postponed the decision until next meeting, but we did have a lot of public come and speak about it. The applicant, of course, was there for the presentation, and then we had a lot of the neighbors come and speak out about the project as well.
So where exactly would that be?
So it's out on 64 West, just past what is now the Reeves Farm project. So headed out of town on 64 West, out closer to the bypass again on that side.
So there is obviously lots of input from the public. Is waiting until the next meeting kind of weighing some of that input, or is there new information you're expecting to find? What's going on with the delay?
Well, I think we always work together very well as a board, and I think we generally come to unanimous decisions as well, but that wasn't the case last night. So there was two commissioners not in favor and three that, wanted to see a few additional conditions to be in favor. And so we went through a few motions related to that, but the plan is to have our staff go back and redo some of the conditions and then bring it back next meeting and then see if it passes then. So just a little cleanup, because it's a conditional zoning, so it creates a really specific district, and we need to spell everything out that is allowed or not allowed for that specific parcel.
We're visiting with Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp, talking about the business of the Board of Commissioners meeting from last night. Something else that I think probably has a lot of people's attention is discussion of where the next fire station should be built. And it looks like that was a kind of a lot on the table there for that. Were decisions made last night?
Yeah, no decisions made. So we've hired a consultant, and this was really the report from the consultant last night. And the thing is, we know we have a lot of growth coming to Pittsboro, and so we're trying to look forward and see where we need to have fire stations and fire equipment and firefighters positioned for to maintain low response times as we grow. And so they identified 8 additional locations for fire stations, and 4 of those are in the Chatham Park PDD. So we're working with Chatham Park on some of those locations, and then we'll work with other landowners to secure those locations for the future going forward, so that we can make sure we stay ahead of the growth from a fire service perspective.
Maybe I'm just a little bit naive about the math here, but 8 sounds like a lot of upcoming fire stations. Is that just, that's how big Pittsboro is going to be, and that's how many there's going to need to be?
Yeah, that's probably over the next 25 to 30 years. So it's not immediate, and thankfully, because fire stations are expensive. So, we'll probably start on one soon, hopefully, and then we'll see as the growth comes when they need to be built. But we want to make sure that we get far ahead of the locations and sort of reserving those locations as development is planned.
It's funny, since I've moved here, I've been trying to wrap my head around these growth numbers for Pittsboro, and I still occasionally something like this comes up, and it's just it's like all over again trying to wrap my head around what that's going to feel like and look like. And it's going to be somewhat gradual, since it's in progress right now, but 8 new fire stations is one of those moments where it's like, yep, this is going to be a significantly different and larger town.
Definitely. And I have the same feeling sometimes too, and these estimates and prognostications that we have, they change really every day as different projects come online. And, obviously when Wolfspeed and VinFast announced, that accelerated a lot of things. And so we try and do the best we can with the information we have, but it will definitely look very different in 20 to 30 years in Pittsboro.
We're visiting with Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp, and we are talking about the Board of Commissioners meeting. Anything else you wanted to mention from that meeting before we move on?
I think similar to police, we started doing a Department of the Month update. Last night was our police, and so you know they had 10,375 calls last year, which is not all crimes and things. Some of them are just patrols, but a lot of work that our police department is doing, and I'm really proud too. They took part in at least 125 community events last year. So, and we're working on a similar study with them of where future facilities need to be to maintain that level of safety in Pittsboro.
Wanted to look back now. Also, there was a budget meeting, and that was the end of last week. Wanted to see if there were any big takeaways for you from the budget meeting as we get deeper into budget season.
Yeah, it's always it's very interesting to me, but I understand maybe not for everybody else. But we did a budget survey this year, which we sort of previewed it last year, and then we did it on a larger scale this year. And I was really happy to see that 78% of people thought that town services were good or excellent. And so just really happy with our staff and how they're serving the public. Our tax rate has been essentially flat since 2014, and we intend to keep it that way. But with our growth, the value of what we call a penny has increased from $44,000 to $119,000 over that time. So that growth and that increase in property value is what's enabled us to keep the tax rate flat over that period of time.
Visiting with Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp, and we've got a few minutes left. I have one very in the weeds question. I noticed a new stop sign in town. The corner, I believe it was at
three of them, right?
Yeah, I only noticed one, so that was my question. Are there more? The one I saw was at Park and Circle, I believe. How? Just kind of curious, like how that process happens, how those decisions are made.
Yeah, and I was just referring to a three-way stop there. So
three signs at one intersection. Gotcha.
Yes, one intersection. But so what we do is we take input from the police and also from the community, and then if we have a particular concern about an area, we actually take we have a couple different speed measurement devices, some that look like they are and some that don't, and we put them out there and kind of do a study, and then we have certain parameters that we can use to dictate whether there is additional traffic control measures that go in or not. And we know, that road in particular is a cut through. And so that's a measure to control the speed and just make people pause a little bit as they're going through those roads.
Outstanding. Just about a minute and a half left here. Anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah, some big news is that our social district that we approved last year is functioning now. And so we had First Sunday this last Sunday, and really great turnout for First Sunday. We expanded it into the pop-up park and had some activities at the plant as well. So that is bigger and better than ever. And then the social district is going too. So there are some people, walking around with mimosas, and it was a really good time on Sunday. So you'll see stickers on the sidewalk and some signs around town explaining what the social district is, and we're excited to have that going now. And then had a couple ribbon cuttings. Fry Gallery is an art studio and gallery that's downtown across the street from Havoc Brewing. And then just this morning I was at a ribbon cutting for First Health at Northwood Landing by Lowe's Foods there. And then a couple events coming up. Sunday, April 14th is Clyde Fest at the Ag Center from 12 to 5. Saturday, April 20th is Earth Day, Arbor Day, and Earth Fest, all happening in Pittsboro. So we've got events at the pop-up park from 11 to 2 and at Town Lake Park from 2 to 4. And then Second Bloom is doing a auction fundraiser and market on April 21st from 3 to 6 at the plant.
Kyle, great stuff as always. I look forward to checking in again in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Andrew.